Kumlen and Ablak Yemoder, Rav Rav Chof, Aleph, Amid Aleph, and Krisis, in the middle of Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Amamar, we learned that we're talking about the different dams. Some of them you get kares, some of them are alive. And we said only the blood that the nefesh goes out with, that's you get kares. Amamar, we learned, Oitzi Dama Halchishtayim. We have a posse, we compared to Oifa Behemoth, and we said that we exclude, for example, Mahal Chishtayim, blood from a human. Why? Because they have a tumah chamur, and they don't have a tumah kala. By an animal, you have a tumah kala, light tumah, for example, if it's just food and you need the size of an egg, you come tummy. It has a tumah chamur. Once the animal is dead, if you carry it, you become tummy. That was the first thing we said. And by a human, there is no tumah kala. So the oitzim halachim shnayim have a tumah chamur and not a tumah kala. We'll soon see that it doesn't matter. People did it. If it happened, men ask me allowed to. If it did, is it metame or not? No, we'll soon see. But parts of a person, tumah basar of a living person. Tumah kala is by an animal while the animal is alive is a piece of an animal. You need a normal piece of meat from the animal. You need the size of an egg to become tummy. A human while he's alive, the parts of his parts do not become tummy. Okay, think about it. But I mean, we ask a question. We learn hachaytich mina adam. If somebody cuts parts of a person off, of flesh of a person, is it mekabel tumi or is it no kumah? That's if you're allowed, you're not allowed. So this is what happened. Tzarich machshav. You first of all, you have to have in mind that you can eat it in order to be considered as food. Because in order to mekabel tumi, it has to be food. You have to have a machshav. And the hechshed, and also it has to be prepared to mekabel tumah. We learned every food has to be prepared, has to get wet, and all that mekabel tumah. The kashlon, we ask the question, machshava lomeli tase chaticha shalom machshava. Why do you need a separate machshava? Since you cut off a piece of meat from the person, you intended to eat it. Isn't that isn't the mice itself a machshava? It should be mekabel tumah right away. But it's lucky. Answer, b'choy lekelav. You cut off part of the flesh of the person to feed it to your dog, so it's not considered food. And thinking about a dog is not machshava. So you have a separate machshava that will be for human consumption. For example, you know, you tell me achilas kelev is not food, but now we learn klal amru. We say a rule by tumah. Kol ami yuchel lechel adam, something that is designated to be eaten by a person. Tumah is possible. Is tumah ad sheyifsel machilas kelev, until it degenerates to such a state that it's not even fit for an animal consumption. So animal consumption is considered food. And for the Gemara, what are you comparing? Ahu la suke tumimine. Once something is considered food, and now you want it to lose the status as food, it has to deteriorate to such an extent that even a dog cannot eat it. Given me kara avi chazil adam, since it was used to be food suitable to a person, is la suke mitume. How do you remove that tumme? Actually, you pass the machilas chalav. It has to be wood. You don't cut any. That's what this guy did.
It's a theoretical discussion. In the event that this would happen, it is.
Okay. Not like the guy in Germany practice a few years ago that they found he used to do that for his meals.
Yeah. So the cut up people. Is he tamei or not? That's the question.
That's right. <Yeah. laughs> But to create a tumah, it has to be food already. It has to be suitable to a person. If not suitable to a person, we don't care if it's suitable to a dog or not. It says here you need machshava. So what's our question? When do you need machshava? Only for a light tumah, for a strict tumah, you don't need any machshava. You know, if the animal's dead, who killed by machshava? It's automatically metamic. A person's dead. It's only by a living thing you need machshava. So we see that. And honey, mili mechayim alive. Avlachem isa tumiyu tumah chamura. I think what it says, honey, mili is tumah when it's alive. What answers? When this whole braisa says over here that you know if you're chaytich and everything else, we're talking about a living person. A living person has a tumah kala. Now we're contrasting it to a behemah. We said a behemah has a tumah kala, a living person doesn't. Which means a behemah. What are we talking about a behemah? If the behemah is alive and it has a tumah kala, and a person doesn't, now you tell me that a person also has a tumah kala when he's alive. So what's the contrast? Is hanim? We answer me hanim l'chaim when the animal's alive, when the person's alive. But once the person is dead, tell me you. Tumechamura. So you tell me, once the person is dead, he only has Tumechamura. Nur the Kavasi got behemoth. What do you find about behemoth? La'acha misa. So l'chayde, we're comparing a behemoth to a person's also after misa. I bosa mitamechamura. L'chayde, once the animal is dead, every part of it is a Tumechamura. If it's flesh, it's a Tumechamura. V'indam mitamechamura. It's now we learned. When if we're comparing an animal, contrasting an animal to a human, and you tell me about a human, when is it, does it only have Tumechamura? Once he's dead. So by an animal, you're telling me there's both, Kala and Chamura. Where do you find by an animal Tumekala? Once the animal's dead, also every part of it, blood, flesh, is all Tumechamura. You lift it up, you chai, you become tummy just for carrying it. And now we learn, Dam the veil is the blood of the veil, Beshama is Mitai, above his hill, Mitai, even blood is tummy. So I'll learn on Nitzchah. You know, I'll tell you the case here is, we're talking about the animal's dead. And by an animal, there's no there is a Tumekala, and by a person, there isn't. What are we talking about? And look, now we learned nevelas behemah tameya, the nevel of a behemah tameya. B'chol makom, wherever, even in the marketplaces, you have a lot of people who are buying meat and all that. Nevertheless, you need machshava to turn it into food. People don't generally eat an animal that died by itself. Even goyim, they would eat an animal that they killed to eat, slaughtered, or whatever. But not if an animal died by itself, a nevela. So nevela on its own generally is not considered food, even in a place, in a marketplace. Nevelas oifatoy, so too, the nevela of a kosher bird. Big Fadi, the nevela of a kosher bird. In the villages where there are very few people, again, they wouldn't eat, if there are very few people, they don't need really to eat this chicken, the bird, sorry, machshava, in all these cases, not food, unless you have machshava. Once you have machshava, ain't sich and hersher. Since they have with them a tumah chamura by an animal, just by lifting it, and by a bird, when you swallow it, on a veil of an oif toy, when you swallow it, your clothes become tummy as well. So therefore, since there is a tumah chamura there, then it doesn't need a hechsher. It's a hechsher. We had a whole gemara in Chodesh, and you don't need a hechsher. You don't need a hechsher. So we see from the word that meat itself. The omelet Rav Chia. Rav said Rav Chia. Machshava lomeli. Why would you need machshava? Lomeli, why need machshava? Why need machshava at all? You tell me about these things, but these nevela of a behemoth, you need machshava to make it food. Why do you need machshava? The tumakala, which generally is only for a tumakala. Vahahi gufa tumei. Velochadeve, this is not gufa tumakala. An animal is a strict tumor. You don't have a tumakala by a dead animal, so why are you in machshava? Well, Malay, and he told her, and this is the answer we're going to use over here, that there is by behema, once is dead, also a concept of a tumakala. How? Going, for example, the ika pochas mekazayis nevela. Let's say you have less than a kazayis nevela. And if it's sorfa, and you combine it, lepochas mekabeya oichin. How much food do you normally eat to be mekabel tumor the size of an egg? Let's say you have less than the size of an egg of ordinary food, and you have less than the size of a kazayis of a nevela. Right? So nevela on its own is not yet, it's not matami, because it has to be kazayis and matami, it's a dead animal, and the other food is not matami because it's less than an egg. You combine the two together. The hai, vahai, havi, kebeya. Together, they are a beya. Together, a beya. So therefore, you have to have machshava to turn it into food. Because if you had machshava that you're going to eat this little piece of nevela, it's nevela, it's a problem, right? Because nobody eats it. If you had machshava to turn this piece less than a kazayis into nevela, even though tumah chamur is only when it's a kazayis, less a kazayis, and you have food, and you have food and food, and food and food together combined to the size of an egg. So, if you're telling me that why that this is less than a kazayis nevela and therefore can never become tamei, that's why it's called a tumakala, and that's why you need a machshav turned into food. You don't need preparation. We know that food always needs a preparation in order to be able to make kamel tuba, and here there was no preparation. Yet it says all you need is machshav, but not preparation.
Didn't we say before that's because it's tumakmura?
Yeah, but now we're trying to find a case of a behemoth tumakala. We're contrasting to a person. You said in the Mishnah, a person blood going on a carcass because it's different than a behemoth. Why is it different? The Gemara explains why is it different than a behemoth? Because a behemoth has a tumah kala and a tumah chamura. And a person only has a tumah chamura. So we ask, a person also has a tumah kala before he died, you know, his meat. So we answer, we're talking about after the person is dead. That means by a person after he's dead, everything is tumah chamura. Mashenge, by an animal, after this animal is dead, the shayach a tumah kala.
Which normally would require hechsher.
And machshava, that's what, and machshava, and then hechsher. But you're stressing machshava. Now, why, how can it be a tumah once the behemoth is dead? Why would it be a tumah kala? Why would you machshava? It's less than the kazayas. Less than kazayas, then who cares? It's joined together with food, less than the beya, and they combine. When in the mitzadif, only this is really food as well. So machshava turns it into food. So with your hechsher.
This is
the rice that is joined together. Yeah. This is food. Food and food. So the Gemara, all the seeds that you plant, mazroim, yuchodim, she'ain, seif, and tamme, tumme, chamura, v'sorech, hechsher. Anything that in itself will never become a tumme, chamura requires a hechsher. Af, kol, she'ain, seif, and tamme, tumme, chamura, hechsher. This thing, less than a kezayis, will never, ever reach tumme, chamura on its own. So the chayda, it should need a hechsher as well. Why do we say it only needs machshava? So we'll answer that this kezayis, this piece of nevela, half a kezayis, is different than ordinary food. Why? Hani milaboychem the alma the lesbe pachem kezayis the lesbe missing word there.
The lesbe
who? The lesbe who pachas mekezayis nevela. Aber hoch wird die ike begavei pachem kezayis nevela. Kivin di matzal kezayis the by hechsher. Here it's there's a potential to become a tumah chamura. Ordinary food can never become tumah chamura. This half a kezayis, if we're drawing another half a kezayis nevela, would be a tumah chamura, would be a real nevela. And you don't need a heksha. So therefore, it doesn't need a heksha. Okay, mace. Afagad malyele, la metame tumas oichli. Yeah. Lafuke mace. So, Bashengen, a human being. A person, so this is an animal. So an animal, we're saying in Shayach Tumakala. When? If it's a half a kazayas in the vela, that's Tumakala. Therefore, you need machshava to turn it into food. So by an animal, after you die, it's Shayach Tumakala. Mashengi, by a person, there's no such thing as Tumakala. You can come up with the same scenario by a person, take a piece of his flesh, less than the kazayas, combine it with other food. Says, you don't know, by a person it wouldn't work. You know why? Because the afagav the memaulile, even though you took less than the kazayas of a person and it filled in a joint together with, let's say, 3/4 of an egg, lo metame tumas oichlin. It would not combine to be metame food. You know why? Should the bottle die tate slaughter. Most people do not eat human flesh. And therefore, you cannot turn it into food. If the person dies, of course the person is metame. That's all in a tumor. But to turn you to turn into food, you can't. You cannot turn into food. Yeah, so there's no such thing as tumor kala by a person once he's dead. Tumas.
Tumas soil of a mess. Yeah. How much do you have to have a mess in the oil?
Depends. Blood, or we're talking about revis. Revis blood, or we need molay tarvid of... Of decomposed,
disintegrated body. No, so, but if there's body parts,
yeah, because ice.
Isn't that one of the problems with clearing them going to hospitals because they have the, besides the niftarim themselves, the whole body, but they also have, you know, from surgery, let's say they remove a piece of a body.
Yeah, but that's that tumor, sir? Is it limb removed from the body?
Anything, because ice of a mace is a. Or Eibam and Achai by a person is Metame. And Chananya, and the Kippim? Who's going to keep him?
At the Chavak Kaddish, I remember about a year ago, there was in the fridge, I was doing a shower there, and they had in a bucket a heart. Someone had a heart transplant, and he wanted his heart, they should give it for it. I don't know if it's necessary up there, Locha, but they did, Lepail. They put it.
Was very weird thing. I'll give you another difference. Even if you tell me there's a kezayis, let's say by an animal there's a kezayis. I'll give you the hekatimtu, there's a tumah kala by an animal. You covered it with dough. You made a pie. You put the piece of the kezayis of the nevela inside dough, so it was covered all around with dough.
Frank's in a blanket.
Or a meat pie. And what happens is, it's less than a beya together with a dough becomes a beya, an egg. So it's not mitami because it's completely covered.
And the tumor doesn't spread. The tumor doesn't spread the rest of the food.
No, it doesn't. So you have the meat inside, the flesh inside, and this is completely covered. It doesn't spread around. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to have dinner tonight.
You've left your appetite.
So this is what he's talking about. He's talking about over here is, yeah. Okay, so what happened was he had a kazayas and a vela. It joined together with some other food. Together they became a beya, right? Together they became a beya. But it was completely covered. So nobody can be over touching b'maga. You can't touch the meat because it's covered with this dough, with this pastry. So why do we say that you need a machshava? So in other words, it can never. What we're trying to find a case is where the flesh can never come to tumah chamura. Why? Because even though it's a kazayis, since it's covered with the dough, it'll never be able to touch it. It can never become tumah chamura. So the Gemara, if so, why do you say you should need a hechsher as well? So we gave one answer, is because it has a potential if you join. That's also about other food. You can never by touching or by lifting, carrying. True. You can never touch it. You can never be metami by touching it because it's covered with this pastry. But if you carried it, you would become tame because the fact that you carried it because eyes and avela. If you carry in a bag, you carry in a box, it doesn't matter. You carry, you're liable. La fuke mace. This comes to negate a mace by a human being. They have no tumor color. Why? Because if you covered it with his dough, by a person, even if you covered it, it doesn't matter. Because the tumor of a person pierces right through. Your tumor by kaz, because we know the whole idea of oil is, if there's no roof, if there's less than a tefach between the tumor and the thing that is covering it, the tumor pierces right through. This dough is less than a tefach, you know, away, removed from the flesh of the person, and the tumor pierces right through it. And that's tumor oil by a person. So therefore, again, a person has tumor, does not have tumor kala and animal tumor kala, but we're talking about the animal's dead already. Says the Gemara, you said before, Yotzadam, skip the parenthesis, I said, you shouldn't learn it. Amamari learned, Yotzadam dogim, exception is blood of a fish, Vadam Chagov, the blood of a Chagov, and Rasabakul, and Heta, they're all mutter. Michael, what do you mean that they're all mutter? Mutter means what? You're allowed to have it. Ilema, if you want to tell me the chalbe mutter, if you want to tell me that all of it, kula had to mean that the entire fish is mutter, that the entire grass is mutter. What do you mean the entire? You mean that even its fats, every part of it, including its fats, is mutter. Nu hari chaya, what about a chaya? The chalbe mutter, that it's, you know, the fats are mutter. You have a dumb also, you're not allowed to eat the blood of a chaya. So what's the relevance of it, that the fats of a fish is mutter? Since there's no isa gida nosha by a fish, therefore you're allowed to eat its blood. Nobody eats gida nosha. Bird also doesn't have a gida nosha. Okay, true. But that's true. Yeah, as well. But dama yasir. Okay, good. You could have answered as well. Ella, my, what do you call it? The reason why we're saying oif is because the pasuk says behemah v'oif. So we're using the pasuk. The pasuk says an oif. The blood, you're not allowed to have the blood of an oif. And if the vort is gidan usher, then how can the pasuk say oif is usher? You're right, but that's, we're using the pasuk here. Elomai kuli heta. We're talking about kuli heta. The loy boy is shchita. You know what kuli heta means? You don't need shchita. Even though Gemara Chulin, we said asifason zu shchitason. We said that when you collect the fish, that is a shchita. So in other words, it sounds like from there is a shchita. Yeah, if you take it out of the water, take it out of a thing, it's going to die. So that's like a shchita. So someone alone, you do need shchita by a fish, but that's the shchita. You don't have to do anything.
It says you couldn't eat it while it's in the water.
Exactly. Like you go to these, in China over there,
they take a crab out of the tank.
No, the tanks are right there in the store, and you think of it.
Which one?
Yeah.
No, so
they don't kill it in the water, they take it out.
So Japanese eat raw fish, the mussel, right?
Yeah.
So you go in the water and eat it while it's in the water.
No, the moment you take it out, it's ready. That's the shkita.
But you put it into your mouth when
while you're eating it, while it's in the water. No, here the Gemara says, like, boy, shkita. Koinja, this would be mutter. The way the Gemara says, I'm drawing a contrast. Here the Gemara says, like, boy, shkita. There it says, asifos, azu shkitosan. Sounds like you need to do something.
So that's my question. If you say if you go underwater and you eat
it while
fish,
you're
allowed it. Yeah.
And what the gabi tumah, what would be the din there?
What? There's no such thing yet. There's no
the
no. Take more weiter. A while ago, which country was it? It rained fish. It rained fish. So there's a big argument whether it came from, because we had in the Gemara about chitin big argument whether it came from the clouds or whether the wind swept it up from a lake or something. Yeah, brought it up and it came right down. Oh, now we learned. Ma oif, you said in the Mishnah, another exception was oif she'ein by climb, not climb by oif. Av behema, we would have thought, why do you have to mention oif and behema? Could be said oif, I would have thought, oif, there's no climb, so too. Only behemoths that have no klayim, which is a goat and a cow, but a sheep, maybe there is klayim, maybe the blood is different. Klayim, what kind of klayim? Elim, klayim, the haboy, you know, that, you know, breed together, the klayim, the chadishog, you know, to work, plow the field together, but not chayva, geizabem. We learned that a chayva is the same thing. We actually had a whole shakva tai, a teku in the Gemara Chulin, if you remember, where if a bird and an animal together were pulling a plow, is there a, or a fish and
a
thing?
A dolphin and a.
Yeah, fish, and, yeah. El baye shet simrei, but talking about the wool, and chayav l'mashem climb. Only by a sheep is the chayav climb for the wool and linen. Mashen gain the other animals, you know, the from the goat or from the cow. It's here. There's no climb. I'm going to be what have. Dam shrotzi, the blood of a shedet. It's like in olav. You get malchus because is the size of a kazayis. Makes the last question. It says dam atchelm. The blood of the spleen, dam halev, the blood of the heart, dam akloy, the blood of the kidney, dam evarim, the blood of the different limbs, had elu beloisase, all of them have a loisase, and there's no kodesh because it's not the blood that the nefesh flows out with. What about dam mahal cheshtaim, blood of a human, dam shrotzim b'ramosim, or the blood of creeper crawlies, usher is forbidden, the ein chayov in olav, but you're not chayiv. What do you mean not chayiv? If it's the same thing forbidden, you get a lav, you don't get kodesh, so why are you breaking the brice up into two parts? It's the same thing. They may chay olav kodesh, a lav mechayi, but the Gemara first thought, it means you don't get kodesh, but you get a lav. The Gemara able to have a few questions. Chodesh, the hainereisha, so why break it up into two parts? Exact same thing. Damat chayom, damat lev also, you get a loisa, saying you don't get kodesh. So why break it up into two parts? Question number one. Oy, nochmel, tona melav, nami kame maidlei. Nochme, the Tana from a lav also, what do you call it? Also, it says you don't get a lav from a halchishtaim or shrotzim. The Tana learned, yotzadam shrotzim, she'ain behem tumachamura. The exception is that it's a dam, it says in the just talking about it yesterday, the dam shrotzim are excluded from the pasik of the oif of behemah, because there's no tumachamura by dam shrotzim, because they're not matami clothes. And so on. So there's no tumah chamura by dam shrotzim. It means there's no lav either. Mahateda. So what do you tell me? That means the chayv kavya chayv alav. But oy tonim alav namikom maidle. We just excluded the blood of shrotzim. Toni yotze dam shrotzim. Dam shrotzim excluded from behemah oif. She ain't behen tumah chamura. Just like a person. Omer, a person doesn't have tumah kala and a shrotzim don't have tumah chamura. Omer Rab Zeda said, you know what we're talking about over here. Hisrubay mishum sheret. If you it says in the pasuk, "Not allowed to eat a sheretz." By a sheretz, we say that the blood of a sheretz has the same din like the flesh. Hichas Shabbos we had it, you know, by the chabur and all that. The blood of a sheretz, same din as the flesh, that they both combine together for a kazayis for eating it. So we see that the blood of a sheretz has in the flesh. So we said there, hisr by mishum sheretz. If you said don't eat, it's a sheretz. Then even if you ate a kazayis made up of flesh and blood, then leikim mishum dam, you will get malchus even though the dam is there, because the dam is treated like basar. Leikim mishum dam. If you said, hey, you're not allowed to eat the blood of a sheretz, then ain't a leikim. There's no separate isr for dam of a sheretz because the dam there is treated like basar. And that's what we mean. So there's no stira. Where you say that the blood of a sheretz you do get malchus, we're talking about. What do you call it? If we warn you, I'll shed it. I'll flesh. You'll get malchus. But if you warn you, I'll dam. There's no Easter of dam. Amarav says Rav. Amarav says Rav. Dam dogim shekin. So Rav comes along and says, even though we just said you're allowed to have the blood of a fish, but Rav is the one who says marasayin. So he says the blood of a fish is inside a cup. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat because it looks like people think that you're allowed to have the blood of a behemoth. It looks the same thing. And people will think that you're allowed to eat blood. Meisha has a question. It says dam dogin dam chagavim muter. It says the fill chatchila even the chatchila that you're allowed to have the fish of the blood of the fish. Every more of kasha. Are you like kids? When you're allowed to have the blood? When chatchila not even osmet the rabbanon. If you just have, you know, blood to get the fish, raw fish with the blood there. But if you are going to separate the blood and put it in the cup, that you're not allowed to the rabbanon. Says the Gemara ki kamarav es a kintzu. The Gemara de kavosei. and you're contrasting the blood of a fish with the blood of a human. The blood of a human also is not asr. The blood of a human is not asr, as what we said before. And yet, according to you, and so and the blood of a fish, you're telling me is asr if you gather together. And what about a human is different? So how would it be by a human? The kavose gabe behalchishtaim. And it says over here, what was it? We're saying the contrast this by Mahal Chishtaim that we said that by what did we just say in this Brice here? We started off saying first there's a you get love, then we brought together Dam Shrotim and Dam Mahal Chishtaim. We said it's Asr, but there's no Chiyuv on it, but it's Asr. And then you say Dam Fish is Mutter. So I mean, Dam a person is worse than a Dam Fish. So Dam Fish, but you're yourself saying a Dam Fish is Asr, if it's Kinsu. So when is a Dam of a person Asr? And when is Dam Fish? Mutter only like kintzu, and this Braisa says, but dam of adam is different. That means dam of adam even like kintzu, even didn't put it together in a cup. Just dam a little bit of blood of a person, you're not allowed to eat. So let me ask a question: is that so? The kavosik of mahalchish time. We're talking about osa bachila. Is the blood flowing. Rabbi Yehuda says it's also, you know, get kodesh, and we hold no. But here we have a stam dam. So you're saying that a dam of a person is also dam of a fish is mutter. When is dam of a fish mutter? Only if loy kinsu. He didn't gather together. And yet dam of a adam must be also loy kinsu. So that's the question. The kavosik of mahalchish time according to you is like kinsu, right? He didn't gather together a little piece of blood here. Me also is a taka also, but Tanya, didn't we learn dam sha'al gabe kikir, a person that bled and there's a little bit of blood on a piece of bread. So even though it's not really gathered together, nevertheless, we don't want you to eat that blood. So it's like kinsu, we don't want you to eat that blood because scrape it off from the bread. But if it's between your teeth, it's still attached to your body, then you can squeeze it out of the boiler and you can swallow the blood. If it didn't leave your body.
That's your own blood.
That's right. Talk about your own blood. Talk about human blood now. Human. What's going to be your own, someone else's? You're allowed to. If it's attached to your body, you're allowed to. If it's detached from your body on bread, we don't want you to have it. You want you to scrape it off.
The contrast is saying because it's on the bread, it's left the body.
Yeah.
And if it's stuck between your gums or whatever, say you can scrape the.
Yeah.
It's not only if it's in your mouth, if it's on your finger, you can suck it up as well.
Yeah. Rashi says only while it's in your mouth because it never left your body. But feel me to be
genuine, but yeah. What about if you catch your finger?
Yeah. You spit it out.
Spit it out, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So the way the question is, so l'cheder in your mouth it's konsu, and yet you're allowed to have it. Ela kitanya hi masnito. When does it say that you're allowed to have the blood of a fish? When you say you're allowed to have the blood of a fish, the izbe kaskasim. If it has pieces of scales inside the blood, so everybody can see that it's blood of a fish, then you're allowed to have it. You're not going to make a mistake with. That's right, you have to have a sign. Or like margarine or butter. Ki kama rav osa lesbe kaskasim. When does Rav say that it's osa, there's no fins and scales because it's madasain? It's not because it's osa else osa, it's osa else madasain. Omer Rav Sheshe says, Dam halchishtayim. Rav Sheshe says that the blood of a human, I feel the mitzvah potash, but he says that the blood of a human does not even have, you don't have to separate from it at all. There's no mitzvah prisha whatsoever. Makes us a question. It says here in the Braise, it says, Dam atchel, dam alev, dam akloy, dam evorim. But Rebbe says he get a lav. Dam ahalchish, tain ashot, zin mosim, osir, ein chayon, lo, zin clear, it's osir. What do you, Rav Sheish, is saying that the blood of a human is all right? When it says clearly here that it's osir. So Rav Sheish, ki tanya osir, when it says here osir, the pidish. It's separated from the person inside a cup or on top of a loaf of bread. Ki kama rabbi the late Peter. When Rav says that the blood of a person is totally permitted, if it never left the person, no, it's in your mouth, the blood in your mouth. Kiritanya dam shall gabi kika goyrevoichli blood that's on the bread, you have to scrape it off, and shall be in a shenai. But between your teeth, might sit to boileh ve ainu chayshin. I'm worried. Ika the master of sheshes alahado. Now those who learn of sheshes comment on the following thing. Yotani be learned. Yochel, I would have thought chol of mahal chishdayim ye oichli. I would have thought over belav, over belav, the chol of a woman's milk. I would have thought that the milk of a person you should be over belav. The dinu makes sense. Ma behemot meya. Malach behemot meya. She kalta b'mago. If you touch an animal, not touch an animal, there's no tumor of a nida or a zov or anything else in an animal. Hechmarta b'chelba. You're machmir on the milk of a behemot meya. You're not allowed to eat a behemot meya's milk. So mahalchish time a human shechmarta b'magon. A human, or no, listen, alive. I talk about alive, a milk from a woman. But the nida and a zov, you're not allowed to touch her because she's so machmir. Ain't a din shetachmir b'chelba. So surely you're not allowed, a person should not be able to drink the milk of a woman. Tamalaymer, I a baby, you have no choice. Tamalaymer says the pasuk, Zelachem hatame. The following is tame. It says Zelachem. Zet tame, the ain cholam halchishtain tame. The following is tame, but not the milk that comes from a person is tame. Elatoi, oitzi es a cholav. I take out milk, she'enu shove mekol. I'll take. I'm going to say that milk. When it says zelchem, this is tamei, not what, not the milk of a Yiddish woman. Why am I excluding the milk of a Yiddish woman? She'enu shave b'koil, because if she, you're talking about a woman who is tamei, if a woman is toil, a woman is toil, you're allowed to drink the milk. Talking about a tamidic woman, are you allowed to drink the milk from that woman? So we learn from this pasuk zelchem atamei that if the, that even though that this shadus is tamei, but a woman who is tamei, she doesn't need to dissolve it. The milk that comes out of her, she didn't touch it, it's tahor. You're allowed to eat it. Why am I taking out cholov? Because cholov is sometimes by her. This by a shez, everything's always tummy. There's never a time that it's tahor. By this woman, sometimes exactly. Depends if she's needed or not. Yeah. V'lo oitzi hadam, but I'm not going to exclude blood. Shove b'koil. I'm not going to exclude blood, but for maybe a blood of a human should be aser, because it's shavu kol. Everyone has it. It doesn't matter when you have the blood. Always saying tamal leimer v'zeh lochem atame. I'm going to use the pasuk again. This is tame v'zeh tame ve'in dam mahalchish taim tame el toy. That the blood of a human is also toy. As Rav Sheisha says, a comment there. I feel the mitzvah parish ainbo. You don't even have to separate from it, and we don't have to separate from it, and we said why. Because if it's in your mouth, it never left your body. But I, the dam kicker, that is there, it's separated from you. That's why it's also. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow.